What's up, TSO gang, 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 gang? What's up, babies? Welcome back to Talk Sex Only with your girl, Kiki. To babies, happy motherfucking Friday. TGIF? Much needed. The weekend is always needed, right? Baby, so you know I start off every episode with thanking you. I love y'all down. You guys are the reason I do what I do. I love your interaction. I do appreciate the couple of messages that I have been receiving, but guys, tune the fuck in. Let's get active. Let's debate. Do you guys, have you guys followed? That's the first thing. If you have not followed the podcast, make sure you are hitting that follow button. There's a message link right next to it. Make sure you are hitting me up in those messages if you have a discussion that you would like to be discussed. If you would like to support the podcast, there's a support link. Drop as much as you like. As much as you are not able to, that is greatly appreciated. Everything is appreciated. I love you guys. Babies, do you know the difference between polygamy, polyamorous, and polygamory? So there's three different types. I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but I wanted to go ahead and just break this down for you in this episode real quick for you guys. So I myself am looking for a poly relationship, which is a polygamy. Okay, polygamy, not polygamy, polygamy. I'm looking for a polygamy relationship, which is where myself and my husband are already married, and we would love to bring in a wife, another wife, okay? So we are looking for something stable. So that is what polygamy is. It's where, you know, people are open, a married couple is open to bring in someone else into, another spouse into the relationship. Okay, then you have your polyamory, which is when people, a relationship decides to have multiple intimate relationships. That's when they want to have multiple intimate relationships. That's just, you know, just having a relationship. That doesn't mean that, you know, they want to live together. They don't want to create that whole with each other. It's multiple, it's different people all the time, right? So then you have your polyamorous, okay? So your polyamorous is, you know, a person that, you know, has, that's open to, like, they have that openness to any relationship, and multiple at the same time. So they want to have multiple open relationships. It's not just one relationship and we're having different people come in and out. Like polyamory, it is different. It is going to be open relationship where you're having open relationships with multiple people. So it's like way more than swinging. It's like swinging times 10, okay? But so that's the difference, babies. If you didn't know, that's a little, just a little hint, just a little drop, a little knowledge for you if you didn't know. Because there's a lot of people that know, you know? I've always known because I've always wanted to be in a polygamy relationship. I've always wanted, you know, I want a girlfriend. I want another wife. I want a wife. My husband got me. I want a wife. Can I get a wife? You know, but babies, my husband did ask just the other day. I did not talk him into being open to the polygamy relationship. Okay. So I say I didn't talk him into it because I literally didn't. So I did discuss it with him and he kind of, let me see, how's the best way to put it? He didn't blow it off, right? So, you know, if you've been with somebody for so long, even if you've been with them for a short period of time and you know them well, you know when somebody blows you off, but they don't blow you off, right? So that's what he did. And you know, I just left it where it was at. We didn't talk about it after that. And it's been a few months. It's been a while. It's been some time. You know, I could have had some kitty. But he's blown it off. And, you know, that would be cheating if I stepped outside of the relationship to go be with another female. So, you know, I left it where it was at, whatever. Here I am, okay, still subsiding my bisexual tendencies for my husband. But he came around and he brought it to my attention the other day that he wanted to discuss it. He wanted to further get into it. He wanted to, you know, he wanted to allow me to set boundaries. And I just felt like I don't have any boundaries. You know, I told him, listen, I don't have boundaries when it comes to the relationship, because I can't expect him to not build a relationship with someone who he's being intimately involved in and on, you know, a more serious note. It's not like we just say, oh, we're going to go fuck this bitch or whatever. No, that's not what we said. And excuse me for saying fuck this bitch, but, you know, it's not like we said we're going to go fuck her tonight and then we never going to talk to her again. No, we plan on bringing someone into our household. We want to, you know, add her to the package. So we need to be as open as possible in order to do that. Because if we're not, how can I expect, one, her to trust him or me at that point? Because now I seem shady for even trying to bring her in here, you know? She's not just a lesbian. She does, you know, also want a man. So how can I be selfish enough to ask the both of them to not build a relationship with each other? That's weird. That would be weird to me. I don't know. Now, like I said, if you're just going out and fucking people, then whatever. It's an open relationship at that point. It's not a polygamy relationship. It's not. At that point, it's not a polygamy relationship. What it is a polygamous relationship. Okay? Okay. It's open to whatever, whenever, however, right? No. I want secluded. I want it secluded. That makes any sense. I want it to be, you know, a whole. I want it to be us. There's no, you're going to sleep with this person. You're going to, and that goes for all three of us. We are sleeping with each other. We choose to sleep with each other for the rest of our lives. And if that is not the type of timing that you are on, then that is not something that I want to deal with. That is a different relationship that you need to have with someone else, not me or my husband. And you know, if my husband didn't want to have that relationship, then you know, that's something that he has to have had outside of me, you know. Like, that's, it's just a different relationship. And what I'm open to is a polygamy relationship, which is a married, you know, couple who wants to bring in another party, another spouse. Okay? And that's what I am doing. That's what we are doing. But I did want to go ahead. I don't know if you guys were aware of the differences, especially the people, you know, that don't understand polygamy relationships. Well, this is what it is. This is how it goes. So when you hear poly, there's different polys. There's not, you know, there's not where you're just fucking everybody. Oh, you're like a swinger, whatever, times 20 or whatever. No, it's where, you know, there's different forms, there's different relationships, there's different bonds. So you choose what it is that you would like to have in your relationship, but you cannot be selfish enough to expect someone to just be intimately involved with someone, especially, like I said, if you are choosing a polygamy. I always get confused with the word for some reason. Like, I could say it 20 times, and then that 23rd time, I will say polygamy. I would just be like all over the board. But if you want a polygamy relationship, you will need to be open to your spouse opening up to that third spouse. Because even yourself, you would have to open up. And not just on a sexual level. If you're not bisexual and you don't want to have sex with the female, that's fine. You don't have to have sex with the female. There are relationships where, you know, the male has sex outside of, you know, both females. It's not just, not outside of their relationship, but you know what I mean? Like, there's not just, well, we all sleep together. Sometimes it's not that at all. Sometimes it is that. Sometimes, you know, it's sometimes. But it just depends on what you do, how you identify, and, you know, that's what you set. But as far as setting a boundary where you're like, well, you can't talk to her outside of this, and you can't do this and that, and y'all can't go on your own dates, and y'all can't this, and y'all can't that, y'all can't never take a picture, and blah, 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 and it, no, 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 no. No, that's not it. Now, my boundary, there's literally no boundaries other than, you know, I'm not going to say treat me the same, because if at that point, if you feel like you need to treat me different, there was nothing to begin with. You know what I'm saying? Like, for me, it's really all a test too. Because when you have a strong bond, like I said in the last episode, go check it out, and any episode before this, when you have a strong bond with someone, there's no way that anyone could deteriorate it. So it only you two could destroy that. So I would never set that kind of boundary. That's for him to decide to do. But my boundary is definitely, you know, going to be if we, where was I going with this? Wait, because I just lost train of thought. okay, wait. So if we choose to sit here and do this relationship, like, you know, the third party, the whole situation, everything has to be laid out on the table. Nobody is to keep any secrets. You know, everybody's to do them as they choose to do them. If you were in a relationship just married to her, treat her as you would have treated her just married to her, because that's the only way that we all are going to be able to come together and love each other equally. At the end of the day, you have to bring your own happiness to the table before it can all mix. It's never going to all mix if one doesn't know their own selves. And especially with each other also. But that's literally my only boundary. I don't have another boundary. I mean, everything just has to be forefront. Literally, we just have to be forefront with it all, like with everything. Nothing is a secret. Nothing is kept in the closets. But that's me. And I don't know about y'all. Let me know how you feel. Y'all know I'm always open to suggestions. I'm always open to the advice. I'm always open to a discussion. So hit me up in those messages. Or like I said, follow that Facebook page, Talk Sex Only. Hit me up in the comments. There's always a little audio video for the episodes that are dropped on Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, babies. But you guys know I love you down. And if you have not followed the podcast, now this is your sign. Follow the podcast. And make sure you're hitting the notification bells to be notified every time I drop these episodes. Babies, make sure you tune in for that next episode, which is going to be Sunday by 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You already know. Okay, your girl don't play. Go back and check them days. Them videos are always on time, faithfully. I love y'all, and I'm here for it. So tune in. I'll see you guys next episode, babies. We're going to get more in detail next episode with this polyamory.